Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.
Hi, somebody could speak Spanish?
No.
Okay, we try to speak English.
Okay.
I speak English, baby. I want to make one report because I have a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
In my husband, he was very close to my man. She's in restraining order, have a restraining order to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my man was in the car. My husband, he put a letter on the car.
Where was this at?
Because he supposed to stay 100 yards away.
Right. But where did he come and put the letter in the car at? What was the location?
Oh, the location was in 363 Verano Avenue.
What avenue? I'm sorry.
363 Verano Avenue.
Okay, let me put you through to dispatch. One moment.
Sheriff's Office.
Hi, transferring violation of court order. My mind just went blank. Hang on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is dispatch.
Hi.
What's your address?
Oh, my address is 155.
155?
Agua Caliente Road.
And is that where it happened?
West. No.
It's West Agua Caliente?
Yeah.
Where did the violation occur?
What's the question?
Who violated, you have a court order?
Yeah.
Who violated the court order?
Just a minute, maybe somebody speak English.
Okay.
Monica, ¿puedes leerla?
Do you want me to translate?
If you could, that'd be very helpful.
Uh-huh.
She's calling. My understanding is that there was a court order that was violated,
uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find out who violated it and where the violation occurred.
¿Quién la violó? La Avelino Garcia.
Avelino?
Uh-huh.
And what was the last name again?
Macias. M-A-C-I-A-S.
Okay, and where did it occur?
Donde? Verano? 363 Verano Avenue.
Okay, is 155 West Agua Caliente her home?
Yes, it is.
What's her name?
Teresa, or no, Maria Macias? Maria Teresa Macias.
What's the phone number there?
935-8672. 935-8672? Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what did he do? Can you find out what he did?
Okay, no. ¿Le dio una carta a tu mamá? He's supposed to be away certain feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to her mom and gave her a letter when they were in the car.
So she was at her mother's residence and he came up?
No, was at a friend's house, an old friend's house. And she took her mother with her. And I guess they were... ¿Dónde estás tú en el carro? Oh, her mom was in the car and she was inside... Marty leaving. Marty's the friend that lives on 363 Verano Avenue.
Okay. So he didn't actually make contact with her. He was just in a certain number of feet from her. Does it say how, on a restraining order, does it say how far away he needs to be?
Oh, yardas? 100 yards. And it's right in front of her. I mean, this is an apartment building, so it's like, ¿cuántos pisos son de la puerta? Oh, but her mother has a restraining order against him also. I didn't know that.
Okay, is her mother with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it's right in front of the house. It's like two steps and you're to the door, and that's where she parked the car, so. I mean, he was a few feet away from Teresa anyway. And this is not the first time. I'm sure you know that, right?
Well, I'm not familiar with these people. We have a lot of dispatchers in here. Okay.
Well, the Spanish one usually comes. I can't remember his name.
Okay. Well, as soon as we can, we'll get someone out to make a report. Are you going to be there to help translate in case it isn't the Spanish-speaking deputy, or?
I'd rather not get involved, but if you can't get anybody else.
Well, it's not like you're going to be involved with
Mark
a trainer. We just need someone to translate if Mark's not the one going out there.
Right.
Okay?
Well, okay.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Records, Denise.
Hi, yes, Peter in dispatch. Can you check a restraining order for me?
Sure. What's the plaintiff's name?
First is Maria. Last, I'll spell it. It's M-A-C-I-A-S.
Okay, against? What's your
first name is Jovelina, Jovelino, but I don't know how to spell it.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Thanks. Bye. Maria Teresa, the plaintiff.
All it says is Maria Macias.
It sounds like it. I just don't know how to say the name, and the language barrier was a little difficult.
Right.
But
wait,
it is
here's an address, Valley. 359 Verano Avenue, El Verano.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. PJ, this is Denise and Records.
Hiya.
On Macias?
Uh-huh.
Looking at it, it was a temporary order and it expired 2/15/96.
Ooh, hey, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.